94 and a half, Spokane's Best Rock, is proudly bringing you Zach.
Zach Wild.
Chad.
This is Chad from Mudvayne.
And Wayne. It's
Wayne Static from Static X.
Playing the Spokane Arena Friday night. So grab your $40 stubs and enjoy this Rock 94 and a half, Rock Hard moment.
Dollboy, and I love that tie into The Shining on that single cover there. It's always been one of my favorite movies.
That song was actually written not far from you, and like down by Coeur d'Alene is where we recorded that.
Sweet.
We were out on the ranch out there, and that's where that song came from, was the Idaho 6 feet of snow, isolating it up in a cabin.
Here comes Johnny. That was Snowmageddon last year.
Yeah, it would have been 2 years ago.
So the album pretty much was not only birthed here today and tomorrow in Spokane, the Northwest, but it was also raised here and conceived here, Chuck.
Do What You Do was written there. A New Game was written there. Dollboy was written there.
Dollboy.
There was a lot. Most of the music was complete by the time we left. I wrote a lot of lyrics actually during the recording process in New Orleans. When we went down to record, but there was, you know, the staple songs on this record were absolutely written. Don't Throw Away From You.
Were you hanging out in our area at all, or were you just kind of?
You know, I came up to Spokane a couple times. We're not too far away. We usually do that, man. We hole up pretty good. Like when we started writing the record, we were in Chicago. Big mistake. Way too much stuff to do. Way too many friends up there. And I mean, I was there for a month. I don't think I wrote a lyric. And then I just pulled everybody in a room. And I'm like, dude, look, we got to go some. We got to isolate here.
Too much stimuli around you, huh?
Yeah, too much booze.
Oh, yeah.
Too many bars, right across the street. It's like, you want to record or write, or you want to
play some pool?
Go get a beer. Let's go get a beer. We got plenty of time to do this writing thing. So I'm like, you know, we got to get our nose to the grindstone here. So we pulled up and moved out to a ranch outside of Coeur d'Alene, about 30 miles north of Coeur d'Alene up there.
Oh, up by where the hops are for the Budweiser people. So you never really got that far away from the alcohol. We just
go out there and graze in it.
Yeah, exactly. Right on. Chad, thanks for spending a few minutes with us this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us. Yeah. Can't wait.